This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, my beautiful people. Just a pre-warning, they are mowing the grass outside, so if you hear background noise, that's why. I'm also sitting in a really, really big room where it echoes, so I don't really know what's going to happen with the audio, but I'm hoping for the best because this is the only space I really would enjoy recording this episode. I don't even know where to start with this episode or what I'm going to title it or how to even talk about it, but if you follow me on Instagram and on TikTok, I've talked a lot about how this place that I am right now in Costa Rica is so special to me, but I've never really talked about why. And I'm not sure, but I think it's because I like distanced myself from it for so long while there was so much other stuff going on in my life. But being back here, it all just kind of clicked for me. Like, it is the weirdest thing to put into words, but my life felt like all the puzzle pieces that have been disconnected just connected. So I want to just tell you guys a little bit about the story. And I know it sounds like super dramatic. I'm about to talk like about something really deep. It's not that deep, but it's so important to me. And it's all part of the reason my life changed. So I feel like it doesn't hurt to share that with you. And yeah, I'm recording live from Costa Rica right now. I'm sitting in the room that changed my life, looking out at the view that changed my life. And listening to myself echo in this room where I like first taught yoga basically, and it feels so crazy. Like, I literally have chills and goosebumps, and if you're watching on YouTube, I don't know if you can tell, but this place feels like no other place in the world. And I guess to get into this episode, to tell you what I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be talking about Costa Rica, how it changed my life, what this program is, what this foundation is, more about yoga in general, because that's the reason I first came here. And yeah, let's get into it. I don't have an outline or anything for this episode. It's just me sitting here, crisscross applesauce, in this big ass room. Oh my gosh, sorry about my language. Just talking and chatting. I haven't even journaled about like what I've been feeling lately, so I feel like this podcast episode is kind of like my journal entry, and I don't know, I'm just excited to share all of this with you. To start out, I mean, I know I talked about it back in the first ever podcast episode. I'm not sure if I've ever talked about it since, but in middle school, I struggled really, really badly with mean girls and shitty people. Oh my gosh, my language again, I'm so sorry. I really struggled with my self-worth and knowing who I was and knowing like who I wanted to be, and I let people put this image in my head that I was this terrible person who was undeserving of anything. And obviously when you're 11, 12, 13, 14, even 15 and 16, what people think of you weighs a lot on you. It's a huge reason why I even have this podcast, because I know that a lot of my listeners are younger. And obviously, I'm only 21. I'm not that old, but I can promise you I've been through a lot of the stuff that you may be going through right now. I still go through it because we're all human, and no matter how old you get, you still deal with a lot. But yeah, that's kind of where my head was at. I had this one girl who just made me feel like I was undeserving of anything. I was almost, I hate even talking about it because I'm in such a different place right now. I don't like being vulnerable about this, but I didn't feel like my life was worth living. I didn't feel like I brought value to anyone or anything. I had very few people in my life that I trusted. I had a terrible relationship with my mom. I don't want to say terrible. She was always the best person ever, and she was always so supportive and always wanted to help me. But at that age, obviously, I don't know. You never want to listen to your mom. You don't want to listen to your parents. You don't want to think they're right. But the thing is, and the one thing that I've learned, and one thing that I want you to take away from this episode, is that your parents always know best. They've lived a lot more years than you have. And even though you don't want to believe them, even though, you know, they're your mom, they're usually just trying to look out for you, take care of you. They want to see you happy in most cases. And obviously everyone's situation is different. I know that and I understand that, but just some words of wisdom if you find yourself being mean to your mom often. She doesn't deserve it. Or your dad. I just know that in my personal story, I just was so mean to my mom when she wanted to see me happy, you know? Now, where was I? At what point did I start talking about that? Anyways, yeah, I didn't want to live. I did not want to be around anymore. I would have such bad anxiety getting on my bus to go to school that I would call my mom and make her pick me up and drive me to school, or I would just not go to school, and I was miserable, and I thought that I was dying of an internal illness because my anxiety was so bad. It was just this physical torture. I felt like I was going to throw up all the time. I felt sick to my stomach. I would make my mom pick me up from school because I just couldn't do it. I don't know. Sometimes I ate my lunch in the bathroom all alone, and it sounds like a movie cliche, but like it is what I went through. And it's still hard to talk about. Literally just thinking about it makes me, oh, it was terrible. But I've healed and I've grown. And if you're in a similar state, I promise you it gets better. The grass gets greener. And I just need you to remember that. But yeah, I dealt with people like rubbing a banana all over the seat that I usually sat in at lunch because they didn't want me to sit with them. And like, it sucked. It never feels good to feel unwanted. But that's the beauty in learning to want yourself, because the way that you treat yourself is the way that other people are going to treat you. And yeah, that's something that I want you to take away from this too. I don't really know what we're going to talk about. I'm probably going to throw in a bunch of other like side topics and pieces of advice that I've learned throughout this whole little story, but we'll continue. I tried acupuncture. I went to the doctor to see if I had an internal illness. I didn't really understand what mental health was. It wasn't something that was ever really talked about, at least anything that I knew about. So we tried all the other things, not therapy. That wasn't one of them. Just because, again, there was not much mental health awareness, and I didn't think it was that. I didn't even know what that was or that it existed. Or maybe I thought that it existed in just, like, messed up people. But that's not the case. It can happen to all of us. We all struggle with our own battles inside. But eventually, getting into the real story now, my mom was doing yoga. She loved hot yoga. I'm also so sorry if you guys can hear them mowing the lawn. It seems to be getting louder and louder for me. But I hope you can't. Anyways, I went to yoga with her one day because she had just been raving about how awesome yoga was and hot yoga and this and that. And like it was kind of, I guess you could say, trending at the time. Like obviously there wasn't TikTok, so it wasn't like that kind of trend, but a lot of people were doing yoga. The business was booming, and I went with her. And as cliche as it sounds, I felt my life change in one practice, in one yoga flow. And it was like a hot yoga flow that was poses that I don't even like. I didn't know anything about yoga, not at all. But the environment and the feeling that I felt in my heart and in my mind is something that I can't even compare to anything. I watched, and this was, I was 13, 12 maybe, I don't really remember, 12 or 13. And I felt the shift in my mind where I went from, wow, my life absolutely sucks, to, wow, look how much beauty there is in this world, and look how much I'm not paying attention to. And obviously when you're going through something, it's not fair to say that like it's your fault or that you could have controlled it, because I know what it's like. But I can promise you that when you do work on changing your mindset and shifting the way that you see the world, you will eventually understand that in the big picture, what you're going through, you will get through. Like, there is so many more beautiful things to pay attention to rather than what's hurting you. I don't really know if that made sense. I hope it did. Anyways, after that first yoga class, I realized that that is what was going to heal me. That is what was going to teach me how to love myself, how to love the world, how to know my value and know my worth, and how to not let people walk all over me. Unfortunately, that was easier said than done. I kept doing yoga because I fell in love with it. I made this yoga account, which is so cool, and I'm sure I've talked about this on here before, but I made this yoga account because I wanted to be able to reach more people just talking about the benefits of yoga and like working on yourself and learning to love yourself and learning how to change your mindset and how to view the world in a more beautiful, positive way. And it has, I could actually tear up. Like, this place makes me so freaking emotional, I swear. It's manifested itself into what we have now in this podcast. Holy crap, you guys. I can't even explain the feeling that I'm feeling right now. Just talking about this being here, but I have to keep going. Holy crap. Okay, I'm sorry. It brought me you guys somehow, and that's why I just feel like this is the path that I was meant to be on, and I feel like I'm doing exactly what God wanted me to do, and I'm here for a reason. But yeah, so I started that account. I was posting on it all the time. I got made fun of for it like no other, which is very comparable to when I first started making TikToks back in quarantine. It was the same crap. Like, people just roasted me so hard. But another thing I want you to take away, I also noticed I keep saying I don't usually do that, but I keep getting distracted by this view. There's literally butterflies flying past my face right now. There it is again. Okay, I'm done, I swear. I want you to understand that if you're passionate about something and that you love, and if you love something and you believe that it's on your path for a reason, you have to just let other people say what they want. Everything that people say to you is a projection of their own insecurity. Whether they realize it or not, it's usually subconscious. It's not personal. So don't take it personal. Keep chasing your passion. Keep chasing your dream. Whatever it is, if you want to be a surgeon and people tell you you never could, keep doing it. If you want to be the freaking president of the United States, keep doing it. Keep chasing your passion. Whatever feels right, whatever flows, don't stop doing it because of what other people say or what other people think, because it doesn't matter. You're the one who needs to be happy. Moving on, I dealt with what people said about me. I was still struggling, but obviously yoga was helping me get through all of that struggle. Like, what people said, again, didn't matter because I knew that there were so many other awesome things to focus on. And I decided one day that I wanted to be a yoga teacher. I was literally 13 years old. I had to call studio after studio to figure out who would certify me, because most of the time when you called a yoga studio and was like, hey, I had my mom call, obviously. She was like, hey, my 13-year-old daughter wants to do yoga teacher training. Can she do it? They were all like, absolutely not. A 13-year-old could never teach yoga. We're never doing that. And we finally found the studio that we found. And throughout this year, I'm going to continue to share more about that studio. And if you guys want to get certified or go through training, especially if you're local to South Florida, like, let's make it happen. There's the again. My bad, fam. I'm just distracted. I'm going to talk about it more, because coming back here, just again, all the puzzle pieces in my life clicked and connected, and I want to share all of those little connections with you. But we found the studio, and I went through a 7-month training. It was a 200-hour vinyasa yoga teacher training. I guess you could say I technically like graduated at the top of my class. Like, I did really good, which was so cool and mind-blowing for my parents, my teachers, just people. And it was awesome. Another reason that I really felt like I was on the right path. Like, I suck at school. I don't like doing school. I was never bad at it, but like, I cheated my way through a lot of things, I'm not gonna lie. But with yoga teacher training, it was easy for me because I loved it so much. Another reason why, if you do things that you love, it will be a lot easier than if you're forcing yourself to learn how to do things that you hate. Moving on. I ended up getting my yoga teacher certification, and I was certified to teach yoga. I was the youngest on the East Coast of the country, which, looking back, is a huge accomplishment, and I am so proud of younger me for doing that. And that first year, while I was going through that training, the teacher that I had invited me to go to this little student teen yoga retreat in Costa Rica. And obviously at first I was like, no, like I'm not doing that. Like I'm going to get homesick. At that point in my life, I always missed my mom. Like even if she went on a trip for like a weekend, I was a mommy's girl. Just a parent's girl, just a family girl, I guess. So I told her no, and then I thought about it more, and I was like, you know, that could actually be a really cool experience for me. My mom was pretty on board right away. My dad said absolutely not. He didn't really even like yoga in the first place, just because we've always grown up super Christian, and I don't want to get too far into this right now, but there's a lot of like Christians who think that yoga is really bad for whatever reasons that I don't really understand, even though I am Christian. But I promise you, the practice of yoga is just a way for you to work on healing your mind and your body, and you're allowed to do it. I don't know if you had any like questions or concerns about that. You could ask me and I'll answer them, but I'm not gonna get too into it here. Eventually, after weeks and weeks and weeks of like convincing him to let me go, he said yes. And as a 13-year-old, I left the country with just these yogi people that I barely knew, and my life changed. We came to this place, it's called Pura Vida Retreat and Spa, and you can come here if you're not going on like a yoga retreat or anything. I can promise you it's the most beautiful place I've ever been in the world, and I can say confidently that I've been to a lot of amazing places, I've seen a lot of beautiful things. There is no place that has the energy and the feeling and like just the majesticness that this place does. So look into that if you want. But we came here and I was so nervous and I missed my mom and I was like, is this a bad idea? I had the time of my life. It was the first time in my life that I was really able to just step out of my comfort zone and actually enjoy it and learn from it and grow from it. And we do yoga in this one room. It's called Lila Hall. It's where I'm sitting right now. It's where I taught my first yoga class. And it's just so cool to be back here and telling you guys this story. And I know I keep saying that, but I can't seem to get it out of my thoughts. It just sits there. One thing about me is that when I'm putting my makeup on, the one thing I'm not forgetting to put on is my mascara. And I've been using the same mascara for 3 years now. So to even be able to tell you about this is a dream come true. I absolutely love Thrive Cosmetics, and on top of that, their beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high performance, and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. And even on top of that, Thrive donates products and funds to help communities thrive, which I think is just so beautiful when a brand does more than just sell something. But while I'm here to tell you about it, I could tell you about all of their products, but my personal favorite is their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. It lasts all day. There's no clumping, smudging. You never have a raccoon face. It's easy to remove. It slides right off with water. And it's a flake-free tubing formula. It is the best thing in the world, and it dramatically lengthens and defines your lashes. And if you follow me anywhere where you can see my face, you know that when I have that mascara on, people are dying to know about my lash routine. So Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/moments. That's right. Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/moments for 20% off your first order. Listen guys, being in control of my health is something really important to me, which is why I try to be super mindful of what I put into my body, from food all the way to supplements and everything in between. I'm always trying to find the best option, which is why I'm excited to tell you about Thorne, and I've told you about it before. Thorne takes personalized, innovative, and a scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all of their supplements in the US using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. Whether it's their B-complex, their creatine, their magnesium, or their basic prenatal, Thorne's got all the supplements you need customized to you. And by that I mean whatever you're looking for, they have something that you can use. And one thing that I really love about Thorne is you never have to question what they're actually putting in, because they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I like the creatine, Gabe takes the creatine, we are huge fans of it, and I've been starting to take out more of them too. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/moments. Use code moments for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/moments. Code moments for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/moments, code moments. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any diseases. But we came here and we did all these fun excursions. Like, we went on a waterfall hike, we went zip lining, we spent a day doing community service. And after that year, I helped my yoga teacher, I guess, like, co-found it. That's what she says, but she did most of the work. I just helped, like, gather the troops of people to come the next year, because the year I went was the first year that it ever happened, and that was back in 2014. So 2015 came around and we came back and we filled this whole room, and we had tons and tons and tons of students just coming here, a lot of them being like my best friends ever. And again, it was just insane. But I do want to tell you a little bit more. Basically, the way that these people come here is on a scholarship. So you apply to come on this teen empowerment retreat, and we host this event called Yoga Fest, where we raise money for the Mahashakti Foundation. And the Mahashakti Foundation is what funds this trip. Basically, you get a scholarship for all 5 days, all your food included, all your excursions included. The only thing you pay is your airfare, which is pretty awesome. And I'm actually going to share that application with you guys this year. And since there's probably going to be a ton of people, there's going to be a bunch of different application steps, like interviews and stuff. And I really want to help pick out the people to come. So yeah, if you're interested, please DM me. I probably won't get to it right away, but I am eventually going to be posting about it. And if I see your DMs, I'll be happy to just, like, I don't know, give you a little boost, because it shows me that you really want to be a part of this. Anyways, I just have so many memories here. I can't explain the nostalgic feeling that I have when it comes to this place. I came for the years 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and then it was COVID, so no one came. And last year, my passport was expired, so I couldn't come. And there were also some, like, other little reasons I couldn't, which I'm not going to get into. But yeah, the memories I have here are very, very core memories that basically shaped my life. I can say that, like, this is the place where me and my first boyfriend fell in love. And I put that in quotes because, I don't know, it was young love, which is still awesome. And it still holds such a huge place in your heart when you think about it. I was able to bring Lisette here. I have grown to become so close with the staff on the property, and just, I know this place like the back of my hand, and I think that's another reason it's so special to me. Everyone here is so kind. I love the stray dogs. I love adventuring, and this place is like a heaven to me. Like, if there was a heaven on earth, it would be here. I wouldn't give it to Hawaii. I wouldn't give it to Colombia. I wouldn't give it to anywhere else that I've ever been. It would, hands down, 110% be this place. But throughout those years, I ended up continuing my training, and I got certified to teach 500-hour, or no, I became a 500-hour certified teacher. So it was more of just an advanced training where you talked a lot and learned a lot about breath work and how to teach more advanced poses and all that jazz. But I do want to talk about how I kind of fell out of the practice and what it did for me and why I'm so glad to be back. When I fell out of the practice of yoga, I had so much other stuff going on in my life that it didn't really faze me. I didn't really think about it. I didn't really notice anything was wrong. But I can confidently say that I was struggling deep down. When I stepped away from yoga, it was pretty much when I went to college, just because, I don't know, school takes up your time and then you're drinking and partying every night. Like, when do I have time to go to yoga? At home, for me, it was so easy. It was just part of my everyday routine. And I never fell out of touch with it. And then college came around, fell out of touch with it. It's when I went into a really, really dark, deep depression again, the second time that I have ever felt like that since middle school. And I ended up transferring home. Quarantine happened, and I started doing TikTok. It's when I really met you guys, and I'm forever grateful for that. But I wasn't really doing yoga. I would go to a class every now and then. Just not do it passionately. I would just do it physically. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but I wouldn't really be intentional with it. I just did it because, oh yeah, I'm just going to yoga because I'm a yoga girl. Anyways, I ended up having the whole TikTok thing happen. And then I decided it would be a really cool, fun idea to move to Hawaii and make all these new friends. And something that I realized that I did during that time in my life when I first moved to Hawaii, I was struggling internally, but like you would never know that on the surface. And I don't know how to explain what this feeling was, because I try to think about it and it doesn't even make sense in my mind. Usually when I don't know how to explain something, it makes sense in my brain, but not when I put it into words. But when I was in Hawaii, I was the happiest I had ever been in my life and also the most depressed I had ever been. Does that make sense? Has anyone else ever experienced that? Please let me know if you have, because it's the weirdest thing to think back on. I struggled a lot with knowing who I was and like knowing what I wanted to do, but at the time, I didn't realize that. So I was just like filling my life with other pieces of joy, which I guess is a good thing. Like I kept myself happy, but I know that deep down I was not happy. And that caused me to isolate myself from a lot of the people that I love. And I've talked about this on an episode before. I think it was Moments Like Healing Somewhere That Hurt You. That sounds about right, because that's where I kind of talk about my experience in Hawaii, if you wanted to give it a listen. But yeah, I ghosted myself. I didn't ghost myself. I ghosted a lot of the people that I love. Like, I barely talked to my mom on the phone. I barely talked to Lisette, which you guys know. I tell her every single thought that goes through my brain. I ghosted just a lot of the people who really are important people in my life. And it was never anything personal. It was just me going through the motions and learning about myself and understanding things and figuring everything out. And that's why I'm grateful for it, because there was so much growth there. But I constantly think about the fact that I hurt a lot of people's feelings when I did that. So in a way, I just want it to be a reminder for you to please don't isolate yourself, because people care about you. They want to be there for you. They love you. They need you. And you need them. Whether you realize it or not, you can fill your life with all these other short-term fixations, all these cool friends who seem awesome and great at the beginning, and all these cool experiences that will make you forget about what you're struggling with. But you need the people that have always been there for you. And you need to continue to be a good friend to them and be there for them, because that's what's going to be long-term in your life. Everything else will go away, but the people who have been there since day one, don't let go of them because something cooler came around. And it's one of my biggest regrets in life that I never really realized I had until I was here, because one of my really good friends is on this trip again. But when I went to Hawaii, we kind of just drifted, and it was 100% all on me. And I love him more than anything. So the fact that I did that, it just hurts me, and it just helps me realize that sometimes you are at fault. Sometimes you hurt people, whether you realize it or not. I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. I was just caught up. I was struggling. I was going through it in my own way. And the way that I healed was apparently finding short-term fixations and like really cool people and isolating myself from the real ones. So please don't do that. Okay, I'll get you back to the podcast now. I guess this also kind of leads me into same thing with the things you love. For me, I love yoga. It is quite literally the thing that saved my life. And I let go of it because I found other things to make me forget about yoga. Like I just got caught up in life. We all get caught up in life, and there's nothing wrong with it, but you have to be willing to admit that like sometimes you're in the wrong, sometimes we could be a little bit better people. I know, it's not fun to think about that. Like I'm gonna move on. In the spirit of self-care, today's sponsor, OneSkin, is here to help you simplify your skincare regimen. Founded by 4 PhDs dedicated to skin longevity, OneSkin proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their topical supplements make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without all of the extra steps. And their secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of zombie cells, we'll call them, which contribute to skin aging. And less zombie cells means healthier skin. Also, younger looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles and less age spots, and overall a stronger natural barrier. I have loved using their products, and I cannot wait to continue using them for probably the rest of my life and share them with all of my friends. I did not expect to feel so much more of a glow from the inside out with my skin. And for a limited time, you guys get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using the code MOMENTS when you check out at oneskin.co. Invest in health and the longevity of your skin with OneSkin. And another thing I love about this company is most skincare brands want to just fix the symptoms of your skin.
This company wants to get to the root cause, which I think is amazing. One Skin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. So get started today with 15% off using code MOMENTS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co, code MOMENTS. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. So show some support and make sure you mention MOMENTS. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with One Skin and use code MOMENTS at oneskin.co. oneskin.co and you'll save 15%. Quick intermission. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know that I know and love BetterHelp, and I talk about it all the time for so many different reasons. Therapy is huge for me. It has helped me through so many different things. Right now, I've been struggling a lot with my social anxiety, and I've been spreading myself too thin, and I've been draining my battery, and going to therapy is such a nice outlet for me to vent about that to somebody who understands it and can give me advice on it with a completely unbiased opinion, with no insight into the other people in my life. It's just really, really helpful for me. And to hear somebody give me advice on maybe how much I should be doing and where I should be going and the kind of people to be around is always very insightful for me, and I absolutely love it. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, please give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient and flexible, suited to your schedule. It's extremely affordable in comparison to in-person therapy, and you can switch your therapist at any time you need for no extra charge, and I promise you, it is something that is worth giving a try. Even if you don't think you need to talk to somebody, we all can benefit from it. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/moments today and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/moments. You're going to absolutely love it.
Basically, all I want you to know through this episode is that I want you to try yoga. And maybe it's not yoga for you. Maybe it's breath work. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's mindfulness. But all of these things are very, very powerful in a way that you can't understand until you give it a real try, like a try where you are intentionally doing it and you are aware that you're doing something important. Not just like, I can confidently say that yoga has changed, like the yoga world. When I go to yoga back at home now, I go to this hot yoga studio and I do not like the energy in there. Like, the reason that people go to yoga at that place is to literally get skinny, because yes, of course, it's a physical great workout, but I want you to do your research on the studio that you're going to try it out at or how you're going to get into it. I actually have a YouTube video posted with a beginner yoga flow, and I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't teach for a really long time. Obviously, as I've been talking about, I fell out of touch with yoga. I just stopped doing it. I stopped teaching it. So for me to get back into teaching makes me very, very anxious. But I need to step out of my comfort zone again, and I want to get back into it. And I'm thinking about even just sitting in on the next session of like teacher training, just so I can relearn everything. And I know it's mostly muscle memory, and it's all in my head that I won't do it and I won't teach it. But recording this episode is really just reminding me, like, as I'm sharing all of this advice about and thinking about last week's episode too, which is like how to not live in fear, I give all this advice that you need to step out of your comfort zone and just do the things that scare you, because it's what's going to help you grow and get back in touch with yourself. Yet I don't do it. Like, I could be teaching yoga all the time. There's so many different platforms I could be doing it on, and I don't do it simply because I just second guess myself, and I feel like unworthy of teaching it because I fell out of it for so long. But it still is my passion. I still love it so much. Where I was going with that, I don't know how we got so off track, but I want you to give it a fair shot. Did I already tell you I have a beginner flow on YouTube? I don't know if I did. I think I did. But yeah, I'm going to be posting more as soon as I get home. I want to definitely reintroduce this into my life and be able to finally share it with you. And I think that that's another reason this is all feeling so click-click and like full circle for me, is because before I ever had social media, before I ever did TikTok, before I ever moved to an island, like before that, before I was travel girl, whatever you want to like associate me as, I don't know, or what's the word, perceive? I don't know. You know what I'm saying. However you view me, before I was that girl, I was the girl who did yoga, and it was such a big factor in my life. It was literally my personality trait. So. Did you guys hear that? I have no idea what that was. Well, all I knew was yoga. It was all I did. So to be able to put these pieces together and be able to share this part of my life with you is, for some reason, hard for me to do. I think it's just because yoga for me was a very vulnerable part of my life, and it still is a very vulnerable thing because it causes you to be super mindful. And obviously, when we're super mindful, we pull a lot out of our subconscious mind. We really begin to understand what it is that we're struggling with and what we're going through. And sometimes those things are hard to talk about. Sometimes we don't want to admit them. Sometimes we don't want to think about them. And yeah, even just recording this episode, like talking about how I ghosted people that I love and I isolated myself from the world, like that's not easy to talk about because no one ever wants to admit that they hurt someone. Unless you're like a bad person who likes to hurt people, like I don't really mess around with those kind of people. So if you're one of them, please take some advice from this and don't be a mean person intentionally. I don't really know what else I want to talk about. I feel like there's so many things, like so many things, but my brain seems to be frozen, and maybe it's because I'm looking at this view, but I'm going to obviously post all sorts of like footage and pictures and stuff on my Instagram and my TikTok, and it's going to look beautiful and awesome and amazing. And I just want you guys to know that this is a very special place to me. And everything that I post from here is probably the most meaningful things that I've ever posted in my whole entire life. And I've said I'm so happy before. And I never lied. I never was like faking my happiness. But something about being here is a joy that I can't quite describe or put into words. It's really magical. And I honestly think that I have yoga to thank for this. And the people that are here with me who really shaped me as a human being. Like my yoga teacher, her name is Kelly. She is like an angel placed on earth. She is the one who took me in when I was literally 13, took me under her wing, took me through this training, and still, I'm learning from her every single day, but she really just shaped who I am now. She's taught me everything I know. She's taught me how to be mindful, how to focus on my mindset, how to do cool breath work and cool yoga poses and what they all mean and how the anatomy of them works. And she's the one who still leads teacher training. So if you guys are going to get certified with someone, I want it to be her. I don't know if she offers any like virtual stuff, but I'll have to talk to her and we'll figure something out. But I'm going to share with you guys how to, like, if we're going to sell bracelets to raise money for the Mahashakti Foundation, which is the foundation that funds this teen retreat. And they're going to be really cute. So if you want to buy them and support, you're totally welcome to do so. This is a really, really powerful place for people to come, and I have watched people's lives shift just from coming here. Like, besides even all the yoga and the excursions and the community service, like literally just being on this property and being in this room is what changed my life and so many other people's lives. And I wish that every single person that I know, like all of you guys, could experience this. And I'm sure that one day we can make that happen. Over the years, every single one of you is going to come here if it's something that you're interested in. But moral of this story, moral of this episode is to go back to the things that you love if you've noticed that you've stepped away from them. And obviously for me in this situation, it was yoga, but for you, it might be something completely different. Maybe you used to dance when you were younger and high school, college came around, you didn't dance anymore because, I don't know, maybe people thought it was stupid and then you just never went back to it and now you're doing activities that you don't love. Go back to it. Go back to your inner child. Whatever it is that she loved, that is what your passion is. That is what your path is. And you need to go back to it. And people are always going to doubt you in any field, even if you choose the field that is like the perfect, scholarly, best route that you could go. People are still going to doubt you. People are still going to challenge you. You're still not going to be good enough for someone. So be good enough for yourself. And be the person that you love. Be the person that you want to be. Be the person that 12-year-old you would want to see you as. And I mean it. And I guess since I talked a lot about yoga. Try meditation. Go do my little flow on YouTube. I promise they're going to get better from here. Again, it takes me a second to get back into teaching. But I'm ready to do it. And I'm ready to continue sharing this part of my life with you guys. But I love you. Like, more than you will ever, ever know. This is a very full circle moment for me, just being able to talk about this and share it with you. I almost extended my trip. I'm supposed to leave tomorrow because Meredith comes on the 25th, which, get excited, means another episode with Meredith is coming soon at my house. She's coming to Florida. And then we're going on a family vacation. And then right after that, I'm actually going on a brand trip to Greece. It's my first trip ever to Europe. I'm going with Anna. Never been more excited. So grateful, so happy. But I wanted to stay here. I would literally stay here forever. It's now a long-term goal of mine to buy a property here and find a way to give back to the community, just because it's so special to me and everyone here is literally so kind. Like, this is a very, very safe place to travel to, especially if you do it in the right areas. But yeah, that's what I got. I forgot to tell you guys, the merch is literally shipping. Like, it's ordered. I think I said this last week, but it was also ordered last week. But it's in the process, it's being made, which means you guys are going to get to see the merch around August 15th. Get excited. It's happening. If you're watching on YouTube, my water bottle is right next to me that has Moments stickers on it, which is so fun and exciting. But basically how it's going to go is it is going to be a limited drop. Like, everything that is on the website, once it sells out, it sells out. And I want to drop new designs every couple months. Like, I really want to turn it into more of a brand. And I know I'm super repetitive with this, but I just want to keep you guys filled in. I want to keep you in the loop, you know? So you're going to get a new drop every couple months, but what's on the website when it first launches, that's it. Unless, obviously, it sells out in like 5 minutes, then maybe we'll do a little restock because I want everyone to be repping, but that's the goal. And then with the actual, like, merch that says Moments, that's going to be available a lot more long-term. Like, I'm just going to leave that on the website, I think, but as far as the other, like, pieces go, they're going to be limited edition. And I'm starting to get really distracted and antsy. My phone keeps buzzing. I'm not going to lie to you guys. So I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But I love you. And I'm grateful for you guys. And I can't wait to talk to you next week with Meredith. And I can't wait to journal about this. And I feel like when I journal about this, I'm going to be able to come to so many more realizations. So if I'm talking about Costa Rica again, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Because I think that this is a place that brings me a lot of wisdom that I like to share with you guys. Whether it's wisdom to you or not, it changes. What am I saying? I don't know. But I learn a lot while I'm here, and I want to share those things with you. And if it resonates with you, I want you to apply them to your life and take it in, because we all deserve to feel good and feel happy and see the world in a positive light, because I can promise you it's a lot more rewarding when you view the beauty of the world instead of the tragedy of the world. It just changes your life. I love you. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.